We're studying the article, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, starting with the language of the Kabbalah. Sorry, wait, not yet. You can ask questions live, selected questions will be asked during the lesson. We're starting with conveyance from a wise Kabbalist to an understanding receiver. Thus wrote Rambam in his introduction to his commentary on the Torah, and Rav Chaim Vital also wrote similarly in the essay Psiot. The readers should know that they will not understand a single word of all that is written in these essays unless when they are conveyed from a wise Kabbalist to the ear of a wise receiver who understands with his own mind. Also, in the words of our sages, one does not study the Merkava on one's own unless he is wise and understands with his own mind. Their words are thoroughly understood when they say that one must receive from a wise Kabbalist. But why the necessity for the disciple to first be wise and understanding with his own mind? Moreover, if he's not so, then he must not be taught.
We can see this in our life. Well, do you remember, Niv, when your mother took you to school? Yes, first grade. Well, they checked you out. They saw that you're fine, smart, good, beautiful child. And they agreed to accept you. And they didn't demand a thing of you. You come, you don't need to know how to read, how to write. You came to learn that. Meaning you weren't demanded anything. As you are, you can enter. Here? No. To the wisdom of Kabbalah, whoever comes to it has to be equipped with certain things that without which he won't learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. He won't study it. Because it's as if the wisdom of Kabbalah study is divided into two parts. The first part is a preparation to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And the second part is already the study itself. That's what he's saying. That it's not enough that there is some professor in the wisdom of Kabbalah, a great Kabbalist, Rabbi Shimon, doesn't matter who it is. He won't be able to give a person anything that is... He can't teach a person the wisdom of Kabbalah. If a person didn't acquire prior to that special vessels for the study. Read it again, and here.
And where they say that one has to receive from a wise Kabbalist, but why the necessity for the disciple to first be wise and understanding with his own mind? Moreover, if he's not so, then he must not be taught, be he the most righteous person in the world.
Meaning it's not enough that he's wise and that he's righteous. This person that came to study, he needs to be something equipped with something more ready. How else should we say it? Other than equipped with. Prepared maybe. With something that without that, he won't study the wisdom and no one can explain that to him. What is it? Next.
Additionally, if one is already wise and understanding with his own mind, what need has he to learn from others? From the aforesaid, their words are understood with utter simplicity. We have seen that all the words and utterances our lips pronounce cannot help us clarify even a single word from the spiritual, godly matters above the imaginary time and space. Instead, there is a special language for these matters, the language of the branches, according to their relation to their upper roots. However, this language, though very suitable for its task of delving into the studies of this wisdom more than other languages, is only so if the listener is wise in his own right, meaning that he knows and understands the way the branches relate to their roots. It is so because these relations are not at all clear when looking from the lower to the upper. In other words, it is impossible to make any deduction or semblance concerning the upper roots by observing the lower branches. Quite the contrary, the lower is studied from the higher. Thus, one must first attain the upper roots, the way they are in spirituality, above any imagination and with pure attainment, as was explained in the essay, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The actuality in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and once he has thoroughly attained the upper roots, with his own mind, he may examine the tangible branches in this world and know how each branch relates to its root in the upper world in all its orders and quantity and quality. When one knows and thoroughly comprehends all this, he has a common language with his teacher, namely the language of the branches. Using it, the Kabbalist sage may convey all the studies and the wisdom conducted in the upper spiritual worlds, both what he had received from his teachers and the expansion in the wisdom he had discovered by himself. This is because now they have a common language and they understand each other.
This means that this is until we reach the study from mouth to mouth. Nice.
However, when a disciple is not wise and comprehends that language on his own meaning, how the branches indicate their roots, naturally the teacher cannot convey even a single word of this spiritual wisdom, much less negotiate with him in the scrutiny of the wisdom, since they have no common language they can use. They become as mute. Thus, it is necessary that Ma'aseh Merkava, which is the wisdom of Kabbalah, will not be taught unless he is wise and understands with his own mind.
Otherwise, there's no one to give it to. It's not that it's prohibited. How would you reveal it to him if he doesn't understand? He doesn't feel. He's not prepared for it. He doesn't have the kilim for it.
How then, we must ask further, how then has the disciple grown so wise as to know the relations of branch and root through tracing the upper roots? The answer is that here man's efforts are in vain. It is the Creator's help that we need. He fills those whom He favors with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge to acquire sublime attainments. Here it is impossible to be assisted by any flesh and blood. Indeed, once he has grown fond of a person and has endowed him with the sublime attainment, one is then ready to come and receive the vastness of the wisdom of Kabbalah from a wise Kabbalist, for only now do they have a common language.
Yes, Moshe.
What is Ma'aseh Merkava?
The upper third of Atzilut.
And Ma'aseh Bereshit?
even higher than that.
And what Kabbalah is it talking about that you can't study it before your attainment?
Prior to attainment, we can't learn any of the wisdom of Kabbalah, any part of it. It's not the wisdom of Kabbalah yet. It's wisdom, but not the wisdom of Kabbalah.
And after attaining?
After attainment, according to the degree of attainment, you learn.
What is that iron wall that he wanted to break down in order to allow people to start studying the wisdom?
That's that for the time being we're talking about the reforming light. In preparation of the people to that first. Now also in the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah we have to understand, and he explains this in the rest of the parts, that there are people that are breaching into the study and want and attain, and they are of wisdom, qualitative on one hand, but on the other hand, there are those that are not drawn to this. This all depends on the desire in each and every person, even from the time of the shattering of the Tree of Knowledge. This is why in incorporation a person can get to everything, but eventually you have nevertheless a difference between people, how much different people long for this wisdom. There are those that can't without it, and there are those that according to the desire. If you don't have desire, if you're out of desire, it's like you're out of gas in the car. You don't need any more. It's enough. You can't come and say, how could it be? You can attain more things. I can. I also can't because there's no desire. Each reaches his degree, but in incorporation, he reaches everything.
Yes. And the stage of the preparation for the wisdom of Kabbalah, the purification of the Kelim, or however it's called.
Yes.
Why don't we hear about that a lot?
We don't hear a lot. That's where we're engaged in all the time. The 10 is the preparation of the Kli, where we're preparing the Kli to enter into spirituality so that there will be 10 connected together as one man in one heart on the first degree. That's it. That's a Kli that's ready. And then that Kli will be able to learn the wisdom, understand it, feel it, according to the degree of their connection. And each time, the more they connect, accordingly, they will learn this wisdom. And with what's happening between them, now what's written in the book. What's written in the book will be only in order to awaken for them their desires to connect and to attain the reforming light, and then after that to be in Zivug of Haka'ah with the upper light. That's it. Altogether, that's in the 10, in the connection between us. That's where it's expressed. That's where we learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes.
What does it mean this morning where I go to disseminate or something, I'm going to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah? What does it mean that I'm going to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah? It's after attainment. It's what?
Oh, it's important, but that's how it is. Look, a child enters the first lesson in school called physics. Well, how much do you have to learn about physics? The whole of creation. Well, so what? But he also is getting into it. That's how we read it. That's what we call it. It's the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Altogether, we want to bring him to a meeting with the Creator. That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's the revelation of the Creator to the created being in this world.
No, not him.
Well, let's start.
What does it mean to be favorable in the eyes of the Creator?
To be favorable in the eyes of the Creator means that you are trying to aim your desire so it will be aimed against His desire. Make your desire as His desire.
And can this happen before I came to the group and started studying?
You came to the group, you didn't come, I don't know. But if you want to reach contact with the Creator, you have to try to observe, arrange, sort, establish your desire so it'll be like His desire. That's it.
Can you do just 10%?
Yes, of course. There are 125 degrees, and each degree is even divided more. Yes, of course. Well, we will start with... Yes, yes, do it quickly.
How does, in the 10, what does it mean to be favorable in His eyes?
A 10 that wants to connect in order to give the possibility for the Creator to work on it and to be revealed in it, that's called to be charmed before the Creator, to be favorable in the eyes of the Creator. Give Him.
Bala Sulam asks, how can a student understand the connection between root and branch? He says, only with help from above. We only have to arrange our desire, each and everyone's desire, and our collective desire, the desire of the group. And according to the desire, the way we work with our desire, accordingly, we awaken the Creator, become closer, move away, work one way or another, influence ourselves one way or another. We have to understand that the upper light is in complete rest. You're activating it, operating it by the type of connection that people have in the 10. As simple as that. You have 10. The way they connect with one another, correspondingly, they awaken the light. That's it. Everything depends on the connection between them. There is nothing here that comes from above. That we say that the Creator needs to want, not to want, it means that we, in our desire, want to awaken it. But there, it's a steady, fixed desire. It's to benefit His creatures completely. And we're a desire. So in accordance with the desire that we have now, the light works on us right now too. And accordingly, our desire advances us to the purpose of creation all the time. But because our desire is the opposite, on the way we get blows, we learn what's wrong until we grow wiser. We understand that we have to connect, and then we come closer. According to our desire, with His desire, as it says, make your desire like His.
So it turns out that the role of a teacher or a rav is to direct a student correctly to the upper force?
And only... Therefore, it's not studying, but it's to convince you that you should connect, and in your connection to reveal the Creator. This is the study. Meaning it's not studying, but it's exercising, really.
Towards a strong desire and a less strong desire. In the same time, there could be friends with a strong desire and friends with less strong desire, but in the incorporation between them, they can attain everything, as long as they incorporate between them, right?
You actually want to say that regardless of the kind of desire and the intensity that exists in everyone, all in all, the connection between them is what determines true.
Another question, is it right to make adjacent to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the word, the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah?
I don't know what you mean by method. The wisdom of Kabbalah. You don't say the method of physics.
No, I mean relative to the reforming light, that this whole wisdom is dependent on the drawing of the reforming light. So it's like when you add the word method of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's like... for an action, or is that right to say it that way?
I don't know. The word Kabbalah includes everything in it, only we don't really understand its essence. That you're receiving the light of Chokhmah, of Chassadim from above, your desires that change every time, you get all of this from above. It's the Chokhmah that comes from reception, from receiving everything from above. The more you advance, the more you're connected with the upper force, from which you get everything, according to equivalence of form. The formula is simple. The extent to which your desire equalizes with his. Therefore, this is what we want to examine every time. Through different means. Achap and Galgalta Enayim. And there are different ways about it. In order to scrutinize, what does he want? What does the upper want? Just to bestow, it's not a question. But in what way? How to put it, be good to him, so to speak. It's as if there's someone here that you can change in whatever way you want. No, I change myself by this. This is a very strong passage. It's unclear to people. Meaning people don't understand that only according to the mutual masach that the ten acquires, accordingly can they start discovering the Creator. And the revelation of the Creator in the creatures, this is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. How to receive His revelation, how to start feeling Him. Because we don't feel Him. We feel the impression of our kelim. That the connection between us, when it reaches a state that it's chasadim, that this is how we are with one another, and afterwards we can even receive chokhmah in it, to work with the kelim of our kelim of Kabbalah, we start awakening our kelim of Kabbalah. First of all, we wanted to hide them, restrict them, and so on. All this, the connection between us, it has to be dynamic all the time. We have to start learning how to scrutinize it and all the time verify it, this connection. And accordingly, we study the Creator. The types of connection between us, according to the lights that they get from above, all in all, these lights and vessels give us the acquaintance with the Creator. Everything comes from Him, both the will to receive, the will to bestow, the screens, the different forms, everything. It's all formed only by this bestowal, this influence from above. And this is how we study the Creator. It's called, from your actions, we know you. Meaning, eventually, the way He shapes us, from this, we come to know Him. Yeah?
Could you say that the lesson is the stage of delivery?
Again, please?
The morning lesson is the stage of the giving.
A lesson is it's an opportunity, and only. You use it? Great. You didn't, you lose.
But I wanted to ask if the stage of the day is as much as the 10 struggles to implement what they received. Is that what makes the 10 as ready to receive what the Rav gave during the lesson?
I don't know, realizes or doesn't. If it connects correctly, it turns into a kli, and then the Creator, the light, starts working with the kli in a more and more revealed fashion. This is all in all what it is.
Ken Cohen.
Yes, Cohen.
How do we cause connection?
This, I don't know. Believe me, I don't know. If I would, I'd already do it myself.
The work is organizing the prayer inside of me such that...
For the 10 to connect, to unite... That's it. That's the work. How do you push everyone toward connection? This is the work of the Creator.
But sometimes inside the prayer, awaken to see the all the friends in a perfect connection.
Okay.
But
there's still a gap. Until the end of correction.
How can I make everything perfect?
So you also have to awaken criticism. What's missing? What's still lacking? And usually it's your participation. That you see them, perfect. That's great. But by this, did you do everything you could?
No. אבל אני אין לי כוח.
But I don't have the strength and I am can't give all my forces for the praying for the friends.
Enter them and try to be with them as much as you can, and you'll discover that you have what to do. You go in, not that you see them all perfect, beautiful, nice, but you enter them to be like them and even more than they are. And you'll see that there's plenty of work left. Good luck.
Ken.
Yeah?
Can I ask about criticism? Criticism?
Yes.
Let's say I have a problem with Chester. How do I present the criticism without being attacking?
This depends on how you really appear, relate. We see it from life. You can tell a person very unpleasant things, but you tell it to them in a way that they understand that you're doing it to their benefit, to everyone's benefit, and so on. But what do you need that for?
Just trying to understand what role criticism truly plays between the members of the ten. And how to use it in a constructive, positive way.
It's better. Suppose my only problem is that he all the time has one type of question, and also gradually he's coming out of it. Criticism can be only on condition that he's disturbing, that he hurts the ten, that he doesn't allow it to connect. Then the ten, all of them together, should sit with him and explain that maybe you think that it's correct, but it seems to us that it's not, and so on. Talk about it. Talk, but in the ten, not one-on-one.
Can I ask about correction? I get confused on this correction because all throughout the text, they continually say, you're doing the correction. In your monologues before lessons, you're always saying about how we have to do this for correction. But we don't correct anything.
No.
That you invite correction from the Creator, it means that you're making correction. If you're the one that ordered it, then you're doing it. And besides, that it's not only that you invite it, but you also learn how to invite it and how does he do it. You're like an architect. An architect, he builds a building. No, he only plans, he only, you know, draws something on a piece of paper. But it's called that he built the building.
Okay, so you bring me your car. You tell me your complaint. I look up in the books, find your complaint. I have a flow chart that tells me check this, check that, and so on.
Ken,
give us a flow chart for correction.
Yes,
there is. Only everything's examined according to the system. The system is the group. What are you bringing me? Here you have a wheel, here the engine, here some dry shift, some carburetor, there's the steering wheel, and everything's taken apart. This is what you're giving me? I can't check it. It's not a car. It's parts. Metal parts.
As a whole unit. I may have taken those parts off as part of following
where is the car one unit? One unit means that you already have a connected 10. That it's connected. It's already connected. And there's a kind of deviation that you have to correct. This is our work. On every degree, you're being shown that, oh, there's a deviation. Again, we're not connected. We've reached the will to receive entered and separates us to some extent. We start examining how should we connect at least so that we'll be like before, but with the new increased will to receive. And we correct it this way, and then again and again. This is our work. But there has to be a 10, a system.
Beautiful flow chart. That's what I wanted. Thank you.
Good luck. In the end there, what? Yochai.
Good morning, my dear teacher.
How's your day?
Rev, we are now about dissemination. We're going out to an action.
What a 10 you have, huh? Ay, look who's there.
It's all in the eyes of the observer.
In my entire fantasy, I couldn't put you together myself.
I'm flowing.
That's okay.
In short, Rav, as far as this dissemination, everything good, Rachamim?
He suddenly loves you.
We're going to an action of dissemination, and I don't want to make the mistakes that my friends told me that I once did in previous disseminations. I want to remember the way, our goal, why I'm doing it. So how do I do that?
I don't know. I'm not an expert in this field. When I go to disseminate, I'm asking, who's the audience? Suppose this evening I have a talk with women. You know, women, it's not your ordinary audience.
Let go, no.
No, I can't, that's the thing. So I have to know, what mood are they in? What do they want to hear? How can I encourage them? I also have to learn, teach them something. They're wise. They're on all of our lessons. I'm in contact with them, and I hear such questions that
they're amazing women here.
So you have to understand who are you talking to, and along with it, what do you want to convey? It's good to have a note in front of you that even if you're suddenly you stumble on something, it's written.
Rav, awesome. Corporeally, we'll solve it. That's not the problem. The matter is the between us, the spiritual that I always run away from. My goals are the third floor, they're happy, and you're smiling already. That's my goal.
Read my Twitter. I all the time give advice there. Not me. I take it from the sources. And I write my advice there. Go and see. It'll renew something for you every time.
But during the action, Rav,
I lose it. It's only if there'll be something written in front of you still. No other way. I'm telling you. When I go someplace to do something before that, I have to prepare myself. And when I'm there, I'm also in preparation.
But my teacher, I need to cause people to do something. I can't be putzi-mutzi and be nice.
No, it's not all about being sweet. It says what you have to say, it's written, and you also have to elevate yourself to that degree that when you say it, it'll come from the heart, that it'll be convincing. No choice. That's how it is. And the main thing is, if you do it, even if you don't want to, it advances you even more. An action that's against the desire, that's above the desire, it's very important. I really hope that you're disseminating really in devotion. Not in devotion to the disseminator is something there, but devotion that what you're doing is a group action. And this is how it is with each and every one, and this is what the group benefits from.
That's it. That's what I want to remember.
So, write it down. Remember that. Write it down. And good luck.
Okay. Thank you to our viewers on TV, and good day. The Fundamentals of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Campus is happy to invite you to an acquaintance evening for the introduction to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. These evenings will take place in Kfar Blum in Kfar Saba on the 14th and the 16th of January. Entrance is with 30 shekel and RSVPing. Additional details at 1-700-509-209 or on Cub COIL. We are all at the convention. You are all invited on Sunday, January 20th, from 6 o'clock in the evening to a connection celebration of the Israeli Kli. We will prepare ourselves to invite the Israeli Kli, the Israel audience, to our convention. We'll celebrate. We'll be together with Rav and do all these wonderful things together. This will take payment and RSVPing on the site neworgkbb1.com. Thank you to our viewers and good day.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside. Hey, hey, пускай любовь там придет скорей. Hey, hey, de corazones unidos, la cava, Osher poel bakli. Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside. Пускай любовь там придет скорей. Эй, эй, de corazones unidos, la cava, Osher poel bakli. Ota mishpacha, ota hargasha, me'al hapar shebeinenu. The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal that connection. Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un capares как como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.